ESPN's Teron Davenport, Talking Titans, now on Robbie and Rex Road on ESPN, 102.5 The Game and the Game Nashville app.
It is that time of the week, time for our friend Teron Davenport to join the program here. ESPN NFL Nation Titans reporter, host of Talking with TD on our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. TD, good morning. How are we doing?
Hey, good morning. What's going on, fellas?
Not a whole lot, man. TD presented by ESPN Bet Sportsbook. It's been a really busy week for the Tennessee Titans. Lots of moves that Rand Carthon and company have made. The big one, of course, being Calvin Ridley. So let's start there, TD. Number one, what do you make of that contract, that move by the Titans? And number two, what do you think Calvin Ridley brings to this group at the wide receiver position?
Yeah, you know, I think he brings a lot as far as the wide receiver position. Sorry about that. He brings a lot because you look at what this team needs. They need a playmaker in the passing game. They just need playmakers, period. So he's going to fill that role. And you also look at just the versatility. He is a guy that can play on the outside or in the slot. So you add that to a guy like DeAndre Hopkins who could do the same thing. And then you have Treylon Burks on the roster as well. So now you can move things around and set up matchups that are favorable for your offense. You got that. As far as the contract's concerned, hey, listen, you want a top-level free agent, you got to pay a premium price. That's the way the business goes. So Rand Carthon and the crew, they got together and they decided that he was worth the money. And, I mean, I think you look at the deal, it's actually not that bad, right? It comes in just above where Terry McLaurin is at. So I think, you know, they're on a similar level. And considering that this contract is signed 2 years later, I feel it's a good deal for them.
Yeah, and you can basically get out after 2 years if it doesn't work out.
Exactly.
I mean, yeah, I mean, I think the deal's fine. I think the Titans have done a lot, TD, obviously, to address the offensive side of the ball. Do you look at this now? We see the Chargers moving Keenan Allen. It seems to be, and you know, we also see, you know, there's probably not going to be, now that the Falcons have signed Kirk Cousins, it seems to all be lining up for the Titans to stick at seven and draft the left tackle. Is that how you see the whole picture at this point?
I don't know, man. I mean, there's a lot of ways that it could go. Obviously, Joe Alt, if he's there, you know, he's a guy that you have to strongly consider. But look at the Chargers, right? You know, they traded Keenan Allen. They got, Quentin Williams on the roster. They released Quentin Johnston. So maybe they go receiver. Maybe they don't. You know, maybe the Giants go tackle. Maybe they go receiver. There's so many ways that this draft could go. But then what about a guy like Brock Bowers, right? Do you take him at seven? Maybe not. But what if you bump back a little bit, right? You get one of these teams that wants to move up to get a guy like a Roma Dunze, right? And then you could flip picks and then be able to get Bowers later. Or, I mean, you look at other options as well, like Troy Faltano, you know, Talis Fuaga. You know, these are all guys that they could get a little bit later. J.C. Latham. You know, these are all guys that they could get later and acquire another pick to be able to do something else. Because guess what? They're going to have to draft a defensive tackle at some point now, right? Because you consider, you know, they wanted to get DJ Reader. Eric Armstead was another one. They're going to have to find somebody to be Jeffrey Simmons' running mate.
TD, you know, there were some Titans fans that were fearful of them not spending money this free agent period. That has certainly not been the case. They have spent money and they've made some additions. So what do you make of the activity level that we've seen from Rand Carthon and the Titans? And what do you make of the moves overall that he's brought into this point?
Yeah, I look at it this way. It came like in spurts, right? The second day of free agency was a little – Titans fans started to kind of gather on the bridge and get ready to jump, right? I mean, you look at the Texans, they were going crazy, and the Titans weren't doing anything, and then boom, you get the Mason Rudolph and then the Calvin Ridley one. So I think what they did was do a good job for the most part, filling an assortment of needs. But you got to understand, like, you can't do all of this stuff that's required to do in 1 year. Like, this roster was chock full of holes. So you can't plug everything up in one offseason. I think they did a good job. You still got the draft, so, and you still got some other things in free agency. So I think overall it's solid.
So if you're right, TD, and I think, and I was talking about that earlier, you know, it might have to be a DT, you know, at 38. I guess to me, it's like if they do get their left tackle with the first pick and, you know, they stick it with their picks. I mean, I think a best available makes sense at 38, whatever that may be. But if it were a D tackle, Austin from Clarksville has a question. Byron Murphy, Braden Fisk, Tavondre Sweat. How would you look at those three guys and compare them to each other?
Man, those are three names I really like. But I'll tell you, I'll go with Big Sexy, Tavondre Sweat. And you look at him, like, he's a guy, he played basketball in high. He was actually a really good hooper. He was a power forward. But you look at just at that size and what he does as far as being able to occupy gaps. You know, getting DJ Reader would have been perfect to put next to Jeffrey Simmons. So why not get a younger version of it, so to speak, like a bigger guy? And Tavondre Sweat, I would go there. But I tell you what, man, I really love Byron Murphy. He's a penetrator. He's a guy who, you know, is going to be an outstanding player as well. You look at Fisk, I mean, just a couple years ago, he wasn't even on the path to getting an invite to the combine. Now we're talking about him as a possibility at the 38th pick. And let me say this, that dude is an athlete. You saw what he did at the combine, but if you go back to the Senior Bowl, after the last practice, they let the big dogs kind of run routes and cover each other, and that dude was looking real smooth with it. So when you get a big athlete like that, it's always good to have, and he got a motor on him.
TD, what do you make of the Mason Rudolph move at backup quarterback? Stilly very upset about the Mason Rudolph move, but what do you think?
Yeah, I mean, listen, Jesus could come and make steak and eggs for Stilly, and he's going to find, oh, it was too ruddy or something. You know what I mean? Like, he's never going to be happy, and that's fine. That's fine. But if you look at this move, you're getting an experienced backup quarterback for less than $3 million. I think that's a good move. For what it's worth. And that's the thing. You have to look at it with context. They're not bringing Mason Rudolph in to push Will Levis for the starting job. They're bringing him in to be a veteran, reliable player that if something should happen, he could come in and in a pinch help you out, but also be someone that's in that room. Remember last year, Ryan Tannehill was someone who had input in the plays that were up and down. And he and Levis, along with Tim Kelly, they would together look at what plays were up and down. That's the type of role that Mason Rudolph could have. There's nothing wrong with having a veteran quarterback. He doesn't have to be the Nick Foles type of backup. I think it's a good move, especially at that price.
So when I have these usually winning arguments against Stilly, a lot of times TD will text me, you know, which I appreciate. I hate, though. It's like sometimes, you know, I won't see it. Like, I'm on the phone, and then I won't see it till later. Like, you texted me. I got him, TD, today on the Brewer PFF. He's going PFF, but not with Brewer. That one doesn't count. But I will say, you brought up the point on Kenneth Murray, and you had a really interesting point about that, which was you know, basically that, you know, that, you know, in his scheme, it didn't work. If you take a knife, use it as a fork, you're not going to get the best results. But I'd like more from that on that scheme, this scheme, and what you think he could be for the Titans.
Yeah, well, if you look at Brandon Staley, it's always zone. You know, a lot of times, you know, cover four they're using, and the linebackers, they want them to read and react and, you know, drop back into zone coverage and those type of things. And that's good for certain linebackers, right? Certain backers have that skill set. But Kenneth Murray is the type of guy where you say, hey, look, man, all I want you to do is see the ball and go get it. He's an aggressive downhill player. You heard when Terry McCormick asked him, hey, you know, what are some things, some characteristics? He said straight up, fast and physical. So when you have that, why not allow that guy to do what he does best? And I think if you look in this scheme that Denard Wilson is likely to have, just going back to his roots, right, when you look at a guy like, you know, Greg Williams, right, this is someone we know that he was always attack, attack, attack. You look at Todd Bowles, blitzkrieg. Like, there, he's sending the backers, he's attacking. That's the exact way you want Kenneth Murray to be playing. He is not the guy to be having drop back into zone and things like that and reading pass patterns, you know, combos and stuff like that. That's not the way that you use him. So that's why I said if you take a knife and try to use it as a fork, you're not going to get the same results. So, yeah, PFF numbers for whatever they're worth. Mind you, teams in the NFL don't use the ratings. What they use are the charts, right, the grunt work. Okay, I need to see how many times Calvin Ridley lined up in the slot. That's what they'll use it for. They don't use it to say, oh, you know what, PFF said Kenneth Murray's not good. We're not going to sign him. There's this thing called projection where you look at a guy's skill set and you say, okay, how does that match this scheme, what we want to do? Oh, you know what? It matches. So then you sign him.
DD, last thing for you. Number one, what do you make of the fit for Derrick Henry in Baltimore with the Ravens? And number two, what do you make of what the Titans have done at the running back position to replace him, bringing in Tony Pollard?
Yeah, I think Derrick Henry's going to be a great fit. I think you look at him and how his physical style of play, we know the deal, right? Fourth quarter, that's when he comes to effect. The Ravens need to be able to put games away, and he will allow them to do that. I think having Lamar Jackson in there and how you always have to have that defender, keeping an eye on him, like when they, you know, you go play action off a stretch. If you don't watch that boot on the backside, he could take off and go 60. So that's going to take another defender out of the play for Derrick Henry. So I think it's a really good match. Yeah, they run out of shotgun a lot, but I guarantee you that they're going to have Lamar Jackson under center. So I think it's a great fit. It fits the personality too, that city or that organization. They'll be in good shape. As far as Tony Pollard, you look at he and Tajay Spears, who I'm sure you guys saw, he changed the number to number two. Guys together. Yeah, what's going to be cool about that is now Brian Callahan, it doesn't matter who's on the field, right? You could call your offense. You don't have to say, oh, I need this package, right? We got to get Henry out. Let's get Spears in because we're going to do this, this, and this. You're not as predictable. You're more versatile. And don't get it twisted. Tony Pollard runs behind the pass. Like, he's a physical runner when need be. So that's something else. And I think that tandem is going to be pretty solid for them. I'm not saying, like, you know, they're going to be top of the world and combined for 2,000 yards, but I think they'll be effective.
DD, great perspective as always. Really appreciate you taking time to be with us this morning. And tell us about our friends at ESPN Bet Sportsbook.
Oh, yeah, for sure. It's ESPN Bet Sportsbook. It's now live in Tennessee, and it's the official sportsbook of ESPN. It's where you can find daily exclusives and offers with your favorite ESPN personalities and shows. If you sign up today as a new user, you get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. You get all your favorite markets, bets like in-game wagering, cross-sport parlays, teasers, and all the props you can handle. That's ESPN Bet. Download that today. You must be 21 or older and here in Tennessee. For gambling problems, support, call or text the TN Red Line at 800-889-9789. And as always, terms and conditions do apply. All the details are on the app.
We'll react to what TD had to say about the Titans and free agency coming up next. Take your thoughts as well. 615-737-1025 is our phone number. You're listening to Robbie and Rex Road, 1025-1063, The Game.